Most web projects begin with somebody writing a specification. This lays down the functionality required and allows for the creation of timelines, budgets, and scope. All sounds good, doesn't it? But in practice, specifications suck. The problem with the specification is that they become set in stone at the very outset of a project. They're inflexible and often ill-informed. For a start, they often are presented to the development team, either an external agency or an in-house team, as a rigid set of requirements to be delivered. There's rarely discussion about whether the specification could be improved, and that's such a waste of the extensive knowledge and talent that the development team brings to the table. Even more significantly, these specifications are only a best guess at what we believe users want. At the outset of a project, we simply don't know enough about our target audience to be sure what they need. Instead of writing a specification, we need to start forming hypotheses. We should outline what we believe the functionality should be, but accept that it's going to change through the life cycle of the project. The hypothesis should be discussed and refined in collaboration with the development team and then tested with real users. Sketches, concepts, wireframes and prototypes should all be produced, tested and reviewed. The results should refine our hypothesis to the point we feel confident to build an alpha and then a beta site. Real users should be encouraged to use these alpha and beta sites and their behavior monitored. This will provide still more evidence that will help us refine our hypothesis into a final site. All of this might sound like a lot of work, but it doesn't need to be. Testing with real users is not that difficult, time-consuming, or expensive. Furthermore, doing away with detailed specifications actually means you can start the development faster and end up with a much more lean final result. This means you don't waste time or money building functionality that nobody actually wants. So before you start writing the specification for your next project, make sure you think of it as a hypothesis that needs testing rather than a final set of requirements.